World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning here today, and let me get my glasses here. 2,498. That's a bunch. That's the show. That's two. So in 2 days, it's going to be 2,500 shows. Man, that's something, isn't it? Some of you have been here from the beginning. I pray our audience is growing. I don't get any more money if the audience grows, so stop that. Impact. I'm after impact. I appreciate all of you that are out there and all the. I got a text from Chad this morning, and Chad said this, so kind of set me free a little bit. Chad said to me this morning, Chad, I know you don't care if I share this. He said, "Be encouraged. Don't worry about the raised hands. People tune in to hear what you have to say." So thanks, Chad. But I don't want to make it about me. What I really want to do more than anything is I want to make you a more powerful Christian. That's really what I want to do. I want to be more powerful. I want to be more powerful as a Christian. And sometimes we don't know how. Sometimes with playing church and things, we don't. That's where I'm going to go today. Okay, so I want you to hang in there with me before you go. I want to announce real quickly, Spencer. I'm going to, praise God, I got invited to speak at an event, number one, in Hillsboro, Ohio, this weekend, Saturday afternoon, a tribute to Charlie Kirk and biblical values. Jeff Lauterbach, Jeff's all over the internet. I know him. I don't know him well, but unbelievable. He actually invited me to come. Now, click right there a minute. Stop. See where it says Seymour right above Jeff's name? Seymour. Right there. Click on that. You know what was unbelievable? Huh? Wow. He even mentioned me. Please spread the word and welcome attendees, churches, organizations, high account, blah, blah, blah. Bring signs. We'll have a prayer, a few speakers, including, I'm an evangelist. Evangelist Coach Dave Dobb. This is going on, folks, if you can get there. These things are popping up everywhere, man. So I wanted to make sure, like, no, it's not about me. Amen. Okay, hang on. I got to show this real quick, too. Lord, help me to do this right. I got to do this real quick. Number two. Bring up number two. I just spoke about in the pre-show. Frank Turek. I don't know if you can. No, that's not it. Frank Turek. You guys know Frank Turek? Scroll down a minute. Frank Turek is one of Charlie Kirk. Look, I'm going to quit talking about Charlie Kirk. Kirk so much, okay? Frank Kirk, if you watch the video of Charlie being assassinated, Frank Kirk is standing right beside him. He's holding the camera. And so everybody, all the conspiracies there, see, look, he's sending a signal. He does this. And so Frank Kirk makes a video. He was there. He was one of Charlie Kirk's best friends. He was in the SUV when they took him to the hospital. He said Charlie Kirk was dead the moment they shot him. 30 seconds, he was dead. Frank was right there. But he comes in to refute all this craziness that these guys were giving signals to each other. And so I'm not going to play it. I'll put it in the chat. Christian author Frank Turek, who was with Charlie Kirk the moment he was assassinated, said Charlie was Jesus the moment he was hit. Frank Turek was in the car with him. All right, friends? So all these lies and all these things going out, this guy's doing this and this guy's, folks, Satan's the author of confusion. Don't bite on everything you see. Okay. Put it in the chat. I'm not going to play it. Put it in the chat. It's really good. Here's where the Lord's taking me today. Anybody have anything real quick for the good of the group, an announcement, anything like that? Doesn't matter. I'll forget I just said that. Okay. Go ahead, Craig. Go ahead, quickly. Tell us your score, not my score.
Spencer could pull up Refiner's Fire website. We've made some additions to adding locations of the churches. So could you pull that up? Made it a lot more easier.
Oh, good, because it was really.
And we actually have a counter. We got a counter, right? So add that, make that 57, go to 157. Okay.
Craig, it's hard. Doing them is hard. I got like 50 places I staked on. It's just so hard to do it, man.
Yeah, well, you know, we're refining Refiner's Fire as we go along. So, yeah. There you go.
All right, folks. All right. All right. Cool. Thanks. Thanks, Craig. Okay, look. I'm looking at my notes. You know what I know? Because I sit here every day, because I get emails. There are a lot of people out here that are hurting. A lot of people that are hurting. And we can see, you know, we can say it's the consequences of life. It can say it's the times that we're in. But the reality of it is there are people who don't have money, who have wayward children, whose marriages are breaking up, who have illnesses, have sicknesses, have pain. I mean, being battled by I got one this morning. Somebody being drugged through the mud again by the government. Don't know how to get out of it. It's breaking them on and on and on and on and on. And you know, I've never done this before. Those of you who've watched this a long time, I want to do some praying this morning. But before we do that, I want to kind of lay some stuff out for you, if I could. I know that I can. So go to number three. I've come to realize this. The Bible says that the effectual, we're going to do some praying here, okay? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And it's been my experience in my own life, I understand that people don't know how to pray. In fact, we have a tendency, our prayer life tends to be something like this. Oh, Lord, oh, please remember Jimmy. You know what Jimmy's gone through, Lord. And you know that if he doesn't get that job, Lord, you know, just the Timmy, right? We don't pray, we complain. We complain to the Lord. We repeat to the Lord what he already sees. We repeat our emotions to the Lord. Folks, that ain't prayer. Then in prayer. Prayer is a weapon. It's a weapon of our warfare. It is, but friends, we got to pray the word. Don't pray your feelings. Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his way. Pull up number six real quick, Spencer. I'm going to come back to this. Number six. What does the Bible say about doubt? How many of you out there are in the midst of something, praying for something, believing for something, and yet I have a constant battle with doubt? To the point where many of you speak your doubt. We call that spiritual warfare, taking captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, because that's how the enemy gets root inside you. He gets inside your mind. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Doubt is an experience common to all men. Even those who have faith in God struggle with doubt on occasion and say with the man in Mark 9, I do believe, help me, help my unbelief. Unbelief. And some of you, some of us are naturally bent towards doubt in our Christian walk. Christian, without exposing my wife, my sweet little wife, she said, I've just become conditioned to expect the worst, so I'm not disappointed. And, you know, there's a lot of us are there, right? Doubt. Classic humanist says that doubt, while uncomfortable, is absolutely essential for life. If you would be a real seeker after truth, it's necessary that at least once in your life, you doubt as far as possible all things. Doubt everything and find your own light. So doubt's okay, but doubt is not okay when you're trying to pray and then doubting. say, oh, Lord, you just say this most beautiful prayer. And then 2 minutes later, you're on the phone telling your problems to somebody that you just, would somebody say, boom, Benny, help me out. Somebody say, boom. You say a prayer and then you can't wait to get on the phone and repeat the problem to everybody that, right? Because why?
Boom.
It just comes out of us. So the Bible tells us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yeah, pray the word. Graham, number 7. I found a good website today. We're going to do some praying right in here, believe it or not. I got like 4 different requests yesterday. This was a fabulous website that I came across just this morning, actually. I don't know anything about it. It's called, put it in the chat, pray the word. When we pray the word of God to our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13, we are by very profoundly praying for the desires and directives that he has given us through his Holy Spirit. All scripture. When we pray the word, we will have the tendency to think that we are reminding him of the promises that he's made to us. That is definitely not the case, as he knows what he has promised. He already knows what he's promised, and he knows what we need before we ask him. We actually pray the word to remind ourselves what God said about the issue. We don't have to, look, folks, you don't have to go to God and ask God that his will would be done. His will be done. His will be done. And quit looking at your circumstances and reacting emotionally. And I've been my experience. I'm yelling at me now. Most people ain't got any idea how to pray. They just have a talk with the Lord. And the Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man be of them. Scrolling down, Spencer. Scrolling down to the bottom of this page. So, let's see if I got the right page. So this, no, what the heck? Keep going. Maybe I ought to be scrolling with it because I find it. I'm looking for the home page. Okay, here you are. Thank you, Lord. Huh? You want to look, so mark this website. You want to pray a prayer of healing? You just want to mumble, oh, Lord, blah, blah, blah. Or do you want to have the effectual, fervent prayer? So, pull up, click on number 8. What's that? A healing prayer. A prayer of healing. A healing prayer for someone who we know is necessary almost every day of our lives. And I believe that God wants every living person to be healthy. Why? He says, after this manner thee, therefore pray thee. Our Father, turn to heaven, I'll be there. Kingdom come, thy will be done. In heaven, there will only be those who are saved. Therefore, he wants every person on earth saved. Right? So as you scroll on down through this, learn to pray healing scriptures. Learn to pray God's word, not your emotion. Okay, so here's an example. I'm going to shut up a minute. Somebody pray this healing. I know right now. I can stop right there. I could tell you right now, 8. I could maybe probably more than that. 8 people in the last 72 hours of requested prayer. Me, us. And, you know, I pray for them. We all say, oh, Lord Jesus, just touch Jenny. Oh, please, just let her, Lord. Well, that's good, but that ain't affectionate, ain't fervent. So anybody out there right now who needs a healing, here's a good way to pray the word of God. Who's going to read this for us? Who's going to pray this for us? James, you came in. I didn't know if you wanted to pray. Come on in a second.
Yeah, a lot of times, this is really good. This is I like prayer. I like praying the word. Because it puts the word in your spirit.
It
puts the word in your heart. So, but a lot of times, you hear people pray, and I don't listen to people pray, but you hear they pray the symptoms. And remind God all the symptoms. Oh, God, I got this. And let me tell you something. When it comes out of your mouth, your brain responds to it.
Amen, brother.
If you're praying, oh, God, I got cancer, guess what? Your brain responds to that word.
Or take it, ownership of your cancer, my arthritis, my, what, right? My. No. It's an invader. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, one of the best scriptures that I have in regards to healing, and the Holy Spirit dropped it one day about my heart in regards to my heart. But it, you know, we being dead to sin and alive unto righteousness, by His stripes we were healed.
Amen. Well,
you look at the word "were," it means it's a definite. You were, and then if you cross reference back to Isaiah 53, by His, you know, He was bruised for our iniquities. He was. You know, all that scripture, by His stripes you are healed. That doesn't mean you might be. It is, the word says it. You got to believe it, right?
Amen. 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 Here's how you do it. Look, copy this website, put it in the chat for everybody. If you're out there right now, today, and you need a healing, by the way, the Bible says that healing is the children's bread. You know that? Spencer, look that up for me so people don't think I'm lying. Healing is the children's bread. What does that mean? Not to beg for bread. Not to beg to be healed. Now, there it is. What verse? Matthew 15, 26. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Healing, we should all, look, I don't understand it all, why some get sick and die. I don't understand it. I know some really righteous people that did, that prayed for him, died, and said, Lord, where were you and all that? It's all in the Lord's hand. But I can tell you this. If you continue to repeat what the devil has said about your situation, you ain't going to move in faith, baby. You just ain't going to do it. Nope, not going to do it. And out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. Jerry Olson, come on in, Jerry, because I'm taking you somewhere. Hang on with me today. Come on in, Jerry. Okay, wait, maybe, hang on. Okay, so I'm going to move on. Look, okay. So here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to open it up here for a minute. And you raise your hand, whatever. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell us, without the details, what you stand in need of prayer for. Something specific. So go ahead and raise your hand, and I'm going to pull you in, and you're going to say something like, tell us your story, not your life story. I need a financial breakthrough. I need a healing. I'm praying for my wayward son. We don't need great details, okay? We don't need great details. But we're going to lay them on the table today. The Bible says the prayer of agreement, wherever two or more are gathered, you're in the midst. He's in the midst. The effectual, fervent prayer. And the hundreds and thousands of people that we have watching right now, where two or more are gathered, He's there. Can you imagine? The power that sits in here. So I want you right now, come on. Hey, if you're ashamed of the gospel, if you're ashamed that you're struggling, if you think you're man enough and you can just walk through it on your own, well, God bless you. Go for it. But if you want those brothers and sisters who love you to come alongside of you, stand with you, that's what we're going to do here this morning. Listen, tell us your story, not your life story. I stand in need of this. I stand in need of this. Mark Madden, your first guy up. Go, Mark.
Yeah, Coach, I stand in need of a healing.
Amen, brother. Amen. It's a children's bread. Dr. Paul.
Justice, Coach, just stand in need of some justice.
Let justice roll down like a mighty river. Paul, somebody write these down. Somebody out there, write these down. Maybe some of you ought to be writing them down. Joe Allen, what do you stand in need of today, Joe?
Carol's muscles in her back.
The healing for Carol's muscles in her back. Hey, Joe, you believe the Lord can do that?
Believe He can do it?
I believe it's already been done, right?
Father, I speak to those muscles right now in the name of Jesus. Muscles, I demand you to line up with the word of God that says, by His stripes, she is healed. Muscles, you get in line with the word in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Kevin, come on in.
Well, my wife and I are working to get our financial house in order, and the Lord's direction and help is absolutely needed.
Finances, praying for finances. Praying for, hey, look, folk, if that's you, you better say it. You better say it. This is what we stand in need of. When you go to the doctor, you don't just go in there and say, hey, doc, whatever you find here, whatever you got for me, whatever pill, what is the ailment that you're dealing with so that we can specifically pray towards that issue. Betty, come on in.
I stand for the Lord to give me strength so I can take care of Reuben as he gets worse.
Don't say that. He's not going to get worse.
Well, yeah, I mean.
All right, that's right. All right. I get you, Betty. I get you. Folks, listen. Words mean things. You understand that? We have to be careful because your thoughts going to break into words every time. So Betty's dealing with her husband, Reuben, who's getting older. But he's not going to get worse. He's just going to be peaceful. Amen? That's what we want, isn't it? Dave Allison.
Yeah, pray for unity in my family.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Restoration of families. Boy, is the devil after families. Somebody writing this down, I hope. Ray, go ahead.
Now, yeah.
Hang on, Ray. This thing ought to be blown up. How come you guys aren't, how come it's not, you guys don't need any prayer? You don't need any prayer? We got a bunch of people here willing to help you. You got to tell us you need it. Go, Ray.
Yeah, I have a burden on my heart to drive the snakes out of my town, Marshfield, with this dry queen stuff. I have a Pastor Gene Schmidt from Watertown that's coming down in a couple of weeks. He drove them out of Watertown. That's where Mike Schroeder got arrested, and he got rid of them. And
amen.
I'm trying to pull the churches together in my community once more to see if they will get involved. That's my prayer.
Prayer for unity of the gospel in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Whoa, boy, the hands are blowing up. Kimberly, come on in.
Good morning. I want prayer for a grandson who had a traumatic head injury a few years ago, and he's just needs help. He's floundering, and he's only 21.
Healing for a grandson. It's a healing's bread. Somebody writing this down. W. Hamilton, come on in. Tell us your story, not your life story. Come on.
Coach, I got a double whammy. There's Mike's probably on the phone, and him and I are the same age. We share the Satan-saying curse, which is spinal stenosis, some neuropathy. And just the other night, I got on the phone with him, and I believed Isaiah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, chastisement. Amen. Our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are here.
We are here.
And
we
there's
are.
93.
Not only that, hey, you can't claim for healing and then gripe about your sickness.
No,
stop doing that, folks.
It has a name, and every name must bow under the name of Jesus. So stenosis and that thing is under Jesus. It has to bow. Amen. Thank you, Coach.
Amen. We believe that. Bonnie, come on. Okay, people keep popping in. I better work from the bottom up. Bonnie, you're in. Go, Bonnie. Paul Webb, go, Paul. I'm going to work bottom up. Paul Webb, then Lania and Nebraska. Go, Paul.
Yes, pray for my daughter for healing in her body and also wisdom as she makes decisions in her life. That's a bit led by the Holy Spirit. And amen. Also pray for our family as we are getting ready to make some key decisions here in the next few months. Mm. Just ask for wisdom and direction and guidance and be led by the Holy Spirit in those areas.
Father, you heard that appeal. You heard that appeal from Paul. Family, wisdom, finances. Lord, we're going to war on that. God bless you, Paul. Lania, come on in.
Hi. Yeah, I'm responding to the fellow about warring of the enemy. Now, I got some suffering down. That's been my prayer for God to help me, you know, because help me pray against all these things. And here, I got some things that I have, but, you know, I don't have, but I'm working on it. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Let's see.
Do you believe that? Amen. Do we believe that or not? Do we believe that or not?
Amen.
As soon as we hang up, are we going to go moan and groan again about, oh, how the devil's doing this? We don't say the devil's doing it, but we constantly repeat what we see. The Bible says, look not at what you can see, because the things that you can see, they're about to change. But they get it's not if you keep repeating them. Not if you keep telling everybody, oh, poor me on this one, and oh, poor me on this one. No. Got to speak victory, okay? I got to keep moving here. Got to keep moving. Where did I say? From the bottom of Jeff Klein. Go, Jeff.
Don't you need prayer for Pastor Matt? About 4 or 5 trips to the emergency room in the last 2 weeks. 2 was in a squad. And I've got here on the 30th this month, walking away from the car lot. New chapter starting in my life, so I just need prayer and what the Lord have me do with that.
Amen. Direction for Jeff. Healing for Pastor Matt. This is all in one big pot here. We're going to put all this in one big pot, and we're going to boil it here. Where am I? Steve Deck. Come on in, Steve.
Yeah, I just want that Lyme disease to be gone and restoration of my body, my muscles, and my energy. And refining fire. Amen.
Strengthen Steve, Father. Strengthen Steve. Melissa, come in. I'm working bottom up. Sorry, hang on. Go ahead, Melissa. There's a delay sometimes when we do this. Alice, come in. Then I'll come back to you, Melissa. Alice.
Yeah, healing and protection for my granddaughter who's in an abusive relationship.
Protection for her daughter in an abusive relationship. Amen. Salvation there, Alice. Beth Depot. Come on in, Beth.
I want to pray for my daughter who's about to have a baby here in 2 weeks. And
so, daughters, we're having another one, too. Pray for good, healthy babies and delivered. Yes, yes.
And I also want to pray for my son, his salvation, and my dad and his salvation.
Oh, my goodness. Pray for salvation of our families, right? Pray for salvation of our families. I just got one from Stephanie. I'm watching and I can't talk. She seriously needs prayer for spiritual protection from the dark side. She's taking hits and she's throwing punches, but she needs covered. Amen. We got you, Stephanie. We got you. Where am I here? Where am I? Diane. I said bottom up, didn't I? Diane, come on. All people keep coming in there. Go ahead, Diane. Eileen.
I'm praying for righteousness in local government and school boards.
Amen. That righteousness would roll down like a mighty river. Amen, Eileen. Amen. Melissa, come on in.
I stand in need of courage and boldness.
Courage and boldness. Oh, my. Let it fill her, Lord. Let it fill her. Somebody writing this down, I hope. Cheryl, come on in.
Justice and protection for my 3 granddaughters and healing for what's going on with me so I can continue out there staking the churches. Thank you.
Amen. Boy, we all, a lot of healing, right? A lot of healing. See, if the enemy can attack your health, boy, he'll set you down in a chair. That's what I went, you guys all know, I went through this whole gout thing over the last however long, but I'm up and rolling again. Praise the Lord. Bonnie, come on in.
Yes, my husband died recently, and I'm dealing with, finances and yard and bills and everything that I've never had to deal with before.
And grief, right?
Could you give your information to Dave? We're commanded to take care of widows. So I would like to sow into your widowship. So share your information with Dave so we can take care of widows like the scripture says we should be doing.
Thanks. Boy, hey, listen, this is going to get me in trouble. Okay, this is going to get me in trouble. I got to say it, folks. Listen to me. They have, what's the word? They have tricked us. This sounds awful. They've tricked us into tithing. Bible says, bring all the tithing into the storehouse to be meat in my house. Well, I agree with that. But I think if I could say, hey, Lord, I know I ought to be giving money, but I don't really want to support what's going on in my church. Lord, can I give my tithe to somebody else? Could I give my tithe to an orphan, to a widow and an orphan? Lord, would you accept that? And I believe that he would. Now, see, here's the problem. You don't want to do that because you don't get a tax write-off. Amen?
His blessing is greater than a tax write-off.
Come on, man. We have an obligation to take care of each other, right? Amen. Diane, can you get in here now?
Yes, thank you, Coach. I need wisdom for my family.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Wisdom for my family.
Wisdom for your family.
And a little bit of financial help, as I need some of that.
Who doesn't need, huh? Who doesn't
yeah.
need?
For sure.
Amen, amen. How many of you out there, you have to raise your hand. You can raise your hand. You don't have to raise your hand, but you can raise your hand right where you sit. Say, Coach, I could just use some of God's favor on that with my life. I could just use some of God's favor. Hey, look, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You better be careful on what you're saying, because many of you are speaking damnation into your own life. You have more faith in the bad than you do in the good. Somebody say amen, so I know I'm talking to somebody out there, right?
Amen.
Huh? Why? Because bad things attack you emotionally. And so it's constantly on. And what do? Bible says take captive every thought and bring it into obedience of Christ. So when the devil says to you, well, you're just going to get worse and worse and worse, instead of you biting on that one and telling everybody else that you're going to get worse and worse and worse, life and death's in the power of the tongue. Say, oh, no, I'm not going to be right. I'm going to be healed. Jesus healed me. We have to begin to speak. Not name it, claim it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Let a guy open his mouth and you know what he thinks. And how many of you enjoy being around moaners and complainers? I didn't think so, me either. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, we need some household healing. My wife and I both been just suddenly came down with this crazy cold. It's miserable. And pray for our totally reprobate daughter.
Amen. Pray for families, right? Pray for families. I want to bring comfort right now to parents. Because a lot of you, a lot of us, are dealing with wayward children. And you say, Lord, how did that happen? I raised him in church, did everything we could, did the right thing. But see, we even at those points, we were ignorant of Satan's devices. We didn't understand what the wicked one was doing. We didn't understand it. We let it take root and grow and bear fruit. And here we are 20 years later thinking, what happened to Tommy? How did Tommy get like, well, that's what happened. So we're going to bring salvation back into those families. We've got to pray that back in. Just as fast as they got lost, they can get found. And we're going to pray for salvation. Boy, this is good. This is all good.
Listen, Dave, I was a wayward son to my father, okay, raised in a good Christian home. Went my own way as a teen in my early 20s. My father never stopped praying for me.
Amen.
Never stopped praying for me. And I'm stronger in my faith today than I ever was.
Amen, Kevin. Hey, by the way, targeted prayer. You can't just pray a general prayer. If my wife called me on the phone, said, honey, would you get me something at the Kroger's on the way home? I said, sure. What? Oh, I don't care. I don't care. What? So I come home with an old mashed potato? Is that what you want me to bring you, right? So you have to be specific. Target what it is you're talking about. When you get a gun, you aim at something. You don't just shoot it in the air. Well, some do. But by the way, even if you just shoot it in the air, it does come down on you, doesn't it? Dave Allison, come on in. Dave, then Lynn Garner's after Dave. Come on, Dave.
Yeah, I want to pray for Susan Dottenmeyer.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, Susan is up against a battle, Lord, and just ask for you her peace and comfort during this time, Lord. Lord, let her not joy be stolen. Lord, let her stand in confidence. Lord, I ask you and move. You would reveal yourself to Susan right now. Yes, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, Dave. Amen, Dave. Lynn Garner, come on in.
Train up a child in the way they should go, and even though they go into rebellion, they shall return to that foundation that you built.
Amen. We pray that in this house. We didn't train you like that. Devil's after families, folks. Linda Studer, come on in, Linda.
Yes, I'd like you to pray for restoring family relationships.
Oh, boy.
And for their salvation. And then really healing of my body and restoring my muscle mass.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Linda. So, folks, understand this. When we enter into prayer here in a few minutes, you got to grab the one that is you. You got to grab it. Say, yes, Lord, that's me. Yes, Lord, I believe that, Lord. I believe that for my family. I believe that for my child. Yes, Lord, I agree with that. I agree with that, Lord. Because it's such a broad, God, we're under assault. We're under assault. And the enemy wants us to be so weak and distracted and burdened. The Bible says, pray for one another. And we don't. Some of you ought to be right now. I mean, this is kind of going backwards on you. I should have been a little bit more prepared. Some of you ought to, hey, maybe you ought to find a prayer buddy out of this. Maybe Betty Perkins could say, I'm looking at names here, right? Maybe Betty Perkins could say to Leslie, hey, I'm going to pray for you. Would you pray for me? I'm going to pray for you daily. Will you pray for me? To help bear one another's burdens. All right? Where am I? Mel, come on in. I'm trying to get first people first. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. So I just like prayer for the grief that we're experiencing and the spirit of anger that's in my family.
Boy. Mel lost her mother. Just lost her mother. Say that again, Mel. The spirit of anger within your family. It is that is so real, is it not? Don't you find that you get in deeper fights with your family than you do with you do with anybody else? Grudges held in families. Oh my goodness. Lord help us. Dale.
Coach, I did send you the list to the best of my ability. I will take this list to our prayer that we do every Wednesday night for the past 10 years. So it's just cliff note, but it's there, Coach.
God bless you, Dale. Thanks, man. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to come back down again. We're going to get ready to pray here. I got to show you some stuff real quick. Go ahead. Let's do this. James Thomas, then Betty. Get ready. James Thomas, then Betty, then Craig. By the way, hang on a minute. Hang on a second, James. Folks, can you see the raised hands? I'm looking at my list. Can you guys all see those two? Or is it just me? I'm asking.
No, we see them all. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So you see, so when I say you're up next, you get it, all right? Go ahead, James, and then Betty, and then Craig. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like a copy of the list of these prayers, too, so I could pray for them throughout the day. No. Financial people, I mean, we live in an upside-down kingdom. If you got financial issues, find something to give. Give stuff away. Yeah. God bring it. Give and it shall be given, Jesus said. Amen. But anyway, amen. Pray that I would be conformed to his image in a more godly way. And pray that I would love my wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. Sometimes it just gets messy, and the devil knows how to get messy and make it messier. So
you know what else, for
wives and husbands, you know.
I said to my wife, I love my wife beyond anything. We're yin and yang. I've told you guys that before, right? And Michelle would testify to this. I got up this morning. I said, listen, no fighting today. We don't fight. You know what I'm saying? We don't fight. I'm going to be nice to you today. Be nice to me today, right? Pretty simple. Really pretty simple. How about this? Sometimes don't say what you're thinking. Sometimes just don't say it. Right? Amen? Amen. Betty, go ahead, Betty.
Oh, yes. Kathleen Islin from Vermont. She texted me and said, I have a need that my home be a Christian home that is Holy Spirit filled. Christ is at the center of it. There is thanksgiving, prayer, healing, health, love, praise, where God is glorified, magnified, and exalted in Jesus' mighty name. And she said, I'm going to pray daily for Linda and the woman that prayed just now about anger. Glad I tuned in to this PTL.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, folks, come on now. Pick up a prayer partner out of this. Pick up a prayer partner. I'm going to pray for you every day. I'm not going to pray for everybody because that gets burdensome, right? But that you would know every day there's somebody praying for you, somebody bearing your burden. I don't know how to make all this thing happen, but some of you have already done it. Some maybe have already written down somebody. Contact somebody. We'll figure out a way to make it happen here, right? Randy hadn't been in there yet. Come on, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, I don't have a prayer request, but I want to make this point, Coach. The purpose here, Coach, and I think I really appreciate your heart here. The purpose here is to latch on, when just like Dave latched on to the lady, and there's we can pray for everyone, but when you latch on in the spirit with someone and agree with them, that's the Holy Spirit in you doing that, and you need to be obedient. And Coach, it ain't elaborate prayer. It's prayer. It's a simple prayer of faith. It's a simple agreement. Betty, if my heart all of a sudden it just yearns to be with Betty to help her with her situation, I'm the one he's called here to latch on and be in agreement with her. So Amen. We can be in agreement with the whole big picture, but I'm saying be very specific here, y'all. Be when you latch on in your spirit all of a sudden with someone, that's God calling you to be part of that and be obedient.
Amen, Randy. Stephanie, a resident former witch, just texted me. She says, we must be specific. I'm sorry. We must be specific targeting in our prayers because the principalities of the air and rest of the dark dominions follow specific instructions and all about details and legalities. See, the dark side, Jesus has all authority. They understand Jesus has all authority. They will follow all authority, but not if we don't exert that authority. In the name of Jesus, you have to leave. So our words put out our meaning, and they have value. Use that authority in the name of Jesus and throw spiritual punches. She said, these are notes from an ex-occultist. So let your prayers be specific. Whatever that spirit is, we break that spirit off of my generation, off of my children, off of my son, off of his family. In Jesus' name, let the blood of Jesus cover them and break all darkness, break all influences of the wicked one in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. Three left. Maybe more. It's okay. James Thomas. Come on in, James. And Craig. Well, James, been in there. If you didn't take your hand down, that's cool. Craig.
Well, my wife, Pam, Steve, Lyme's autoimmune system has bothered her for years, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of death going around our family, including some animals on our property. Expect what's going on with my life that to happen. But we're prevailing through it. Cody, my nephew, who's running from the Lord for 12 years since he lived in here when he moved out from his mom's house. Pray over him. But also, it's I think it's a conjoining of a lot of people's hearts. It's the restoration of my family, one accord in Christ. Because I have some broken relationships with some of my immediate family, not necessarily from my end, but from theirs. But also just a distance in my brother. Because we don't see Christ in the same way, and it overshadows our relationship. Not that we don't have a good relationship, but we need Jesus Christ to be king in our family. I know he's already the king of mine, but I want it to be for everyone because I want to see them in heaven.
Amen. 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 I just got a text from a dear buddy of mine whose son just got kind of trapped into a voyeurism thing. And Chad loves the Lord. So is his son. Those kind of things happen, and hits the newspapers. Hey, friends, some people get caught. Some of you just ain't been caught yet. And Shad, I would say to you right now that him being caught saved his life. It saved his life. As bad as it might be now. So, folks, pray for Tyler. Shad and that family, Lord. Beautiful family. Beautiful. See, sin will take you farther than you ever thought it would take you. And somebody a lot wiser than me said, at the moment of sin, God is dead. Meaning what? When you have that opportunity to sin, and you're either going to do it or not do it, and you choose to do the sin, God might as well be dead. Because he gave you the power, and you resisted it. You did what you wanted to do. Well, got you covered, Shad. Brother, I walked through it, man. I've been there. I've been there. Kevin, come on in.
I would ask that a prayer for my family, in particular my youngest son, who's been sitting in jail since the 1st of June, and in particular, that his demon would be cast out. Because I've manifested that demon in him. I've seen it. And I can't get it out.
Well, we're going to get it out. We're going to get it out. We're going to, at the name of Jesus, we're going to target that thing. We're going to get it out. Family, folks. Family issues. And so when we enter into prayer, which we're going to do in a minute, you got to call out the name of the one that you're praying specifically for. Call out the power and the blood of Jesus on that ailment. Lord, heal my body. Lord, whatever it would be, Lord, help me with that job. Lord, if I've been disobedient in finances, Lord, help me to break through that. Lord, help me beat that spirit of lack. Lord, right? Got it? Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, I want to lift my brother David Arthur this morning. Just the battles he's raging with, just the fighting the trans stuff. His mom's sick. I know he worries about her. He's trying to get this move to Ohio, trying to find a place to live. There's a lot on his shoulders right now. Just lift David Arthur.
Amen. Hey, folks, you know this, right? The justice system never forgets. Legalism is deadly. In the church, legalism is deadly, brother. If you're going to lay under that law, you ain't never going to be redeemed. And no matter what it is that David Arthur did, it's under the blood. If he confesses, comes back, puts it under the blood, moves on. Now look, people are going to remind you. In fact, they're going to label you so that everywhere you go, you are a predator, a child predator. Everywhere you go. And you're not that guy. You're redeemed. See, some sins in the eyes of the public are worse than other sins, aren't they? Oh yeah, he's a child molester. I know a guy they said that about. All he did is look at videos. Should he have looked at the video? Well, hell no, he shouldn't have. Is he a child molester? No. But it certainly could lead to it, couldn't it? It's for, anyway, we're going to have to go here, man. We got to pray. Jeff Nares, come on up.
Hey, Coach, I found that a lot of problems come from chaos, and I would just pray order out of chaos.
Order out of chaos, man. Order out of chaos. Okay, so let me give you this. I'm going to do two things here real quickly.
Can I share one scripture there?
Sure.
When you're praying for your unsaved loved ones or the ones who are lost, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine unto them." So we need to bind Satan from blinding their eyes, reading this passage of scripture and telling Satan to get away from blinding their eyes.
Amen.
It's pretty powerful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, pull up number 3 for me real quick. We'll give you a website here. Number 3, Spence. God, I'm running out of time. Folks, this website, put it in the chat. I guess maybe we had it up there earlier. Healing Bible. See, on this website, they have, scroll down, Chad. Look. How about this when you pray, about healing? Lord, we thank you that you bore our sins on the cross, Lord. We're thankful that we might die to our sins and live for righteousness because by his wounds we've been healed. And Father, we pray that you give us strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. We know that you heal the brokenhearted and you bind up their wounds. And Father, is there any among you that are sick? You said, let him call for the elders of the church to pray over them. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And that prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they sin, they will be forgiven. And Lord, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me and I will be saved. For you are the one that I praise. Folks, don't tell God about your problem. Tell your problem about God. Stop repeating what the devil has thrown on you. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. What has God's word said? Huh? John 3, dear friend, I pray that you enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting well. That's the word of God. That's how we pray. That's how we pray. I got to get to the prayer here. Hang on. Arbisco, come on in.
Thanks, Coach. Prayer for healing my body and my energy and relationships.
Oh, man. Amen. Relationships. By the way, some of you are cursing yourself with what you're putting in your mouth, not what's coming out of it. Craig.
Coach, what you're teaching here is what Jesus did. He used the word of God against Satan in the desert for 40 days, right? And guess what? Jesus left the desert, but the spirit went and Satan stayed in the dry places. Mm-hmm. That's what's really good. We get the living water of God, which is the pure word of God. Use that against the devil because it burns him where we don't even understand.
We don't even understand it. It's a spiritual war, right? It's a spiritual war. Spiritual war. The spiritual war, casting down imaginations, all right? Okay, here's what I want. Here, I'm going to let somebody read this prayer today, okay? Which one is it? I got so much stuff. Pull up number 5. I think it's number 5. Yeah. Pull up number 5, Spencer. God, I'm running out of time. A prayer for destroying enemy tactics. And this is how we pray. Hey, Ray LeBlanc, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Ray, I want you to pray this for us. Can you do that right now?
Sure.
Prayer for destroying the enemy's tactics.
Start at the scriptural prayer.
Just start a reflection of the heart.
Okay. God says, fear not, for I am with you, and be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. Yes, I will. I will help you. And I will uphold you with my righteous and my right hand. That's from Isaiah 41:10. Therefore, with the Lord on my side, I will destroy the tactics of the enemy. Amen. Our Father, thank you for being our warrior. Yahweh is your name. Thank you, Lord God, for going with us. You fight against our enemies and you give us victory. And we thank you for enabling us to take our position and stand still and watch the Lord's victory. Righteous Father, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers and evil spirits in the heavenly places. Today, we dress ourselves in your armor, so that we will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the evil. We will stand our ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. Being fully prepared, we put on our shoes of peace that come from the good news, and we hold up the shield of faith to stop those fiery arrows of the devil. We put on salvation as our helmet, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We will always pray in the Spirit, and on other occasions, staying alert and being persistent in our prayers for our believers everywhere. We stand firm against every demonic attack in the form of active shooters, bullies, terrorists, character assassins, abusers, and rebels and rivals. No weapon that is turned against us will succeed. We silence every voice raised up to accuse us, for the Lord is our vindicator. That thief may come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Lord, you promised is to give us rich and satisfying life. We declare that every enemy is destroyed in the name and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, folks, see how much words in there? Pray the word. Pray the word. What? Tell your problem about God, not God about your problem. He already has it figured out. Already does. He wants to pray. Hang on a minute. Hang on. I heard that, Lord. Spencer, pull up. I'm sorry. The song. Where is it? The song. Number four. Hey, folks, hang on. You can be praying right now. You can be praying right now. Hang on. Lord, we heard a lot here today, Lord. We heard about healing and family problems and mental issues and financial issues, Lord. And, Lord, you're the King of the kings and the Lord of the lords. And we know, Father, the word says that wherever two or more are gathered, you're right in the midst. So, Father, we know that your will be done. Help us to be obedient, to do what it is that you would have us to do. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And help us to go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. And Lord, I'm with you, even unto the end of the age. And Father, we stand in agreement, all of us that are here, Father, we stand in agreement with every prayer request that was laid before you, petitioned before you today. We stand in agreement that your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and play that.
People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. What if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. Hey! All the world starts changing when the church starts. Revival rising, I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out of faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King, 'cause we believe.
Amen. Folks, the word says we're here on time. We're going to do some praying in the after show here. Stay with us. The Bible says, I've said this before, that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So yesterday, last couple of days, a skid steer isn't working real good, Randy. It's my own fault. And Steve Deck's been here giving his time, trying to help skid steer running. And we've all understood that the skid steer isn't running because it's not getting fuel. Did you hear that? It ain't getting fuel. Could it be that the problems that you're having in your life, you ain't getting no fuel? You got no power. Little bless me prayer, move along, complain, gripe, moan. Oh, it's all the ends coming. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man is going to get that skid steer to run. See you tomorrow.